Hello! Thank you guys for tuning in to the Taylor Jones Podcast. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the law of attraction, getting and using this law to get and attract the things into your life that you want the most. So what I'm going to do is first kind of go over the law of attraction and the different people that do a good job of explaining it. I'm also going to touch on some personal stories that I can share within my life that are relatable and kind of how it's affected me. So basically, what is the law of attraction? So the law of attraction is basically the law of the universe that states that what you want and the things that you think about are charged by an emotional energy, right? So everything is energy. So the things that it all starts with the power of thought. The thought is then charged with an energy, and that energy is your emotion, right? And then that's further charged and energized by your intention. Okay, so those are really the three main things of energy when it comes to the law of attraction. So you can kind of think of them as either layers of an onion or sort of maybe parts of an arrow. But the outermost, the least amount of energy is your thought. And then that's kind of propelled and moved forward by emotion. And that's your emotion is charged by your intention and your actions. Okay. So how it works is, let's say, so that's basically the law of attraction. So the law of attraction works by thinking thoughts, feeling emotions, and intentionally taking action and putting things out and being a person every day that you want to attract. So in other words, if you want to attract, let's say a beautiful girl into your life, what you're going to do is you're going to become the person that you need to be in order to attract that person. So maybe ask, who would that person want to be with, right? And you almost become that person energetically, right? Another thing you're going to do is feel the emotions that you need to, that you would feel if you were already in that relationship. So in other words, it's the best way to attract a loving relationship is to feel love within yourself without that person being there. And a great example of this is actually you'll hear a lot of stories of people sharing that I actually ended up running into the love of my life as soon as I stopped searching for them. Why? Right? Because a lot of times people think that they need to sort of have this person or have a counterpart or a loving partner in their life in order to be happy and to feel love. You don't. Okay, that's not really how it works. So how it works is that loving partner actually just brings out the love that already exists within you, okay? So when you stop searching for them, you say, fuck it. You start to feel the love that's already within you. You start to love yourself. And then, boom, you automatically attract the perfect partner because you already feel love, right? So now this is a process, guys. Remember, this isn't something you wake up and master. This is a process that we're constantly, as conscious creators, as humans, we're constantly trying to get better at doing this. And what we want changes, right? So when we're in our 20s, we might want a bunch of money, beautiful women, travel, right? This might be the things we want in our 20s. When we get into 30s, maybe we're settling down. Maybe we have kids, right? We want health. We want deeper loving relationships. We want to further our career. We want to make more impact. Maybe when we get into our 40s, we want different things as we move through life. So, okay. So the law of attraction. Who are some really great people that teach the law of attraction? So whenever I was going through my difficult times, there's a documentary called The Secret. I know Bob Proctor talks about the law of attraction. You can check him out. He talks about it specifically with money. So Bob Proctor, look up The Secret documentary. Is a great, great starting point. Esther and Jerry Hicks, or you can look up The Teachings of Abraham. Just Google that. If you're more spiritually oriented, you might sort of resonate with that message better, because just Esther and Jerry Hicks definitely come from a more of a spiritual perspective. How that actually works is Abraham, quote unquote Abraham, is actually, how do I say this? Channel. So Abraham is a channeled message through that comes through Esther. So if you don't believe in channeling or kind of the esoteric stuff, you might not resonate with that as well. So those are going to be two really great teachers you can check, starting points. Definitely watch The Secret if the law of attraction is something you're interested in, okay? So what I want to then now talk about is a story, a personal story of mine that sort of articulates this idea of the law of attraction really, really well, okay? So all through college, I was probably a sophomore or a junior in college, okay? And I went to the Career Center because that's what my management professor recommended. He said, you guys should go to the Career Center. You should get an internship. So I literally just left the wrestling team at this point in time. I'm kind of just bouncing off some walls, you know, trying to get my life together. And so I go to the Career Center and they sit me down at this computer and they kind of put me into this program, and I forget what it was called. But they basically I take a bunch of quizzes and a bunch of tests that are supposed to help give me some answers as to different parts of business, because my degree was business at the time, that I could go into. So I'm looking through all these things, and the consulting, marketing, advertising, business management, you know, hotel management. And I'm like, all this stuff looks pretty stupid, except I would love to work in a hotel. Like, that would be fun, I feel like. So I picked on hotel management, and then I applied to a bunch of internships, maybe through, you know, 10 or 20. But I didn't really understand why I needed an internship. I didn't actually understand why. I was only doing this because they told me I needed an internship, right? So that's the flaw of the modern education system, I think, is the fact that they don't actually explain to you why you should be doing what you're doing. You're just told, well, get good grades, get a good job, then ask for a raise, get a promotion, get a house, you know? No one ever explains to you why. You're just told that's what you're supposed to do. Anyway, so it's funny how that worked out, because subconsciously I desired a career and to work in a hotel. I applied to a bunch of hotels in Palmyra. I even interviewed a lady that worked at a hotel as a manager. Okay, so for several months, maybe even a year or two, I wanted to be in a hotel. Now, I was kind of let down because it never ended up happening. Oddly enough, I graduated, I went back to my landscaping job over the summer, and then worked at a month at Flaherty's per my sister's recommendation, and not really knowing what to do, so I just figured I'd take a job there. Guess what? Fast forward a year, 2 years down the road, and I ended up working at a hotel. Okay, I ended up getting a job at the Woodcliffe as a bellman, and then eventually moving to the front desk. And what I'm saying here is that consciously and subconsciously, your mind is attracting the things that you think about most and the things that you desire. So that initial desire that I had for several months ended up coming true. It wasn't in the way that I expected it to come true. I figured I was going to get an internship in a hotel. It never happened. Okay. What it comes down to is a couple things. Heavy emotion. Visualization, persistence, belief. That's a big one. Belief and faith. A lot of people lack this. They, at the first sign of rejection, maybe they apply to 10 jobs, they get rejected 10 times. At the first sign of rejection, they kind of throw their hands up in the air. See, the law of attraction works like this, is that it works. Okay? In other words, if you desire something strong enough and you put the work in to get it, you will get it. Bottom line, it doesn't matter. Here's the catch. You will never know how it's going to be manifested. Never. I mean, unless you have a vision or some sort of dream, like, you're 9 times out of 10, you are going to have no idea as to how it's going to come into manifestation. It just does. Okay? So, I got the job at the Woodcliff, right? That was like my first sense of law of attraction. And by the way, if you're young too, and you're like, holy crap, I don't really see how this makes sense for me. A lot of this stuff, like they say hindsight's 20/20, right? That was the interesting thing for me about college. It was the first point in my life where I actually started to reflect on my decisions and, well, you know, and say, well, why did I do this? Why did I do that? You know? So that I would say getting that job at the Woodcliff was actually my first experience of law of attraction. The second experience was, okay, I'm at the Woodcliff. I loved it there. Okay. I got to do yoga every day. I got to do free gym. I had amazing friends that I had a great time with. Shout out to Eric, if you're listening to this. Shout out to Casey Day. Shout out to Jordan. You know, I had some, you know, some Melissa. I had some great friends that I genuinely enjoyed working with. And I don't regret ever working there. However, it got to the point where I started to outgrow this role. I guess that's the best way to say it. I was only making $8 an hour, and I felt like I had a lot of potential. You know, I was reading a lot of self-help books at the time. I discovered the 4-hour work week, and I part of me was felt, you know, very entrepreneurial minded. I knew that I wanted to accomplish a lot and give a lot, but I was here. I was working an $8 an hour job, and I started to get pretty anxious. So what ended up happening was the following. I ended up quitting my job at the Woodcliff and coming back 2 or 3 times. Let me explain why. So instead of focusing my time and my energy and my thoughts on the specific life that I wanted to create, all I kept telling myself for probably a 4 to 5 month span was that I need to leave the Woodcliff. I need to leave the Woodcliff. I need to leave the Woodcliff. Even when I left the Woodcliff, I was still thinking about the fucking Woodcliff. And that is the ultimate mind fuck. Okay? So let me explain to you guys how that is the biggest hang up that people will have in terms of the law of attraction. Do not focus on the things that you don't want. In other words, if you're in a relationship, right, with your mom, your dad, your girlfriend, okay, and you continually focus on the fucked up shit that they have, their behavioral flaws, guess what? You're going to naturally bring that part of them out when you're with them, okay? Same goes with the law of attraction if in your career or your finances. If all you focus on is your debt, and that's all you think about, it's, oh, I'm broke and I'm poor and I have so much debt and I have this and I have that, you're going to just attract, more debt into your life. So, instead, you need to all of your, and Grant Cardone does this, it's an amazing habit to get into. Wake up in the morning and write down all of your goals in the present tense, okay? All of the things that you want in your life, okay? And what ends up happening is these begin to be sort of seeds that you sow subconsciously, okay? And then as you're going through your day, you start to take action on these seeds, okay? They begin to grow, and you begin to fertilize them, and you begin to water them, and they grow into seedlings, and the seedlings begin to grow leaves, and the leaves begin to sprout, and they grow into flowers, and so on and so forth. And they grow bigger and bigger and bigger. And even your biggest dreams that seemed impossible at first start to become reality. Okay, and that is really the true essence of the law of attraction. First, writing down exactly what it is you want. A lot of people get caught up on the first step of the law of attraction because they don't even write down what it is they want because they don't think that they can possibly achieve it. I'm telling you guys this right now. Mark my words. I will be a millionaire by the time I'm 30. Okay? And you might listen to this podcast and say, Taylor, you're nuts. Okay? Cool. Mark my words, though. Call me up. What year is it now? It's what, 2019? So I'm 23. 7 years from now will be 2026. Whoever's listening to this podcast, 2026, give me a call. I guarantee you I will be a millionaire. And why? Because I have the thoughts every day. The thoughts, the energy, the emotion, the action, right? I'm carrying myself as if I already am a millionaire. I talk and I speak to others about ideas of real estate, of business, of wealth creation, of powerful, powerful ideas. This is all I want to talk about. I want to spend my time talking about ideas because I know that at the end of the day, this is the stuff that changes lives. This is the stuff that moves humanity in the right direction. And my intention comes from a really sound, beautiful place to make the world a better place. So people might look at my financial statement right now and say, Taylor, who the fuck do you think you are thinking that you're going to be a millionaire? And you guys, as you step into this realm of wealth, you'll start to realize that wealth is something that you become before you achieve. I'll say that again. Wealth is something that you become. Rich, you be, and then you achieve, okay? That's really, really important. So, I'm not as concerned as in how much money I can acquire and acquire it as fast as I can in terms of the law of attraction. I'm more concerned about, am I thinking the right thoughts, right? Am I taking the right action? Am I headed in the right direction, right? That I'm more concerned with that stuff, right? That's what I'm more concerned with. So yes, that was getting back now to the law of attraction. So that was my first major point. When I was at the Woodcliff, I should have been focusing on designing what I wanted, and that's what I did. I ended up doing actually. So I went to my yoga retreat. And, you know, I left for the second time and I came back. I taught yoga for 3 months and I'm like, holy fuck, like, this sucks. Like, I'm really unhappy. So I left and I remember, I'll never forget it. It was like it was yesterday. I was at my dad's house. I was unemployed. I was fucking depressed. I did not want to get out of bed. I finally rolled out of bed and I wasn't suicidal. But I'm like, I don't even, why am I even existing? Like, why am I even here? Like, what the fuck is this fucking, like, why am I even here? So I recognize that, like, holy shit, like, my mental is really off right now. So I was like, Taylor, let's just go in and watch a movie and, like, get your mind off of this sort of depressive thought pattern. So that's what I plugged in, The Secret. I plugged it in and I'm like, okay. And I just watched. And part of me was kind of resisting the idea. Part of me was like, oh, this actually, it makes sense. Like, this shit's real. So I ended up heeding the advice. I didn't want to. But I took out a notepad. And I wrote down exactly what I wanted. Okay? And I'm going to tell you guys, before I say this, I'm going to tell you what your biggest flaw is. Your biggest mistake is going to be starting out. Your biggest mistake is not going to be not getting what you want. Your biggest mistake will be wanting the wrong things. In other words, your biggest thing will be dreaming and thinking too small. Okay? This is kind of how it works. Okay? So I took out my notepad and I'm going to my dad's right now, so I'll actually have to edit this hopefully and I'll have to pull out the exact script or the exact list of things that I wrote down. But I wrote down that I want a job that I can travel with. I want to go to different countries. I want more money. And I want to meet new friends that inspire me to be more spiritually grounded or something. I think I wrote like four or five things along those lines. Guess what? I got, over the course of the next 6 to 8 months, everything that I asked for on that list. What was the problem? It wasn't big enough. It wasn't big enough. So when I got it, 6 to 8 months later, I ended up with what I wanted, but I still wasn't happy. Okay? And I'll tell you exactly what I got and how it was exactly what I wanted. So I said I wanted a job that I could travel with. Well, I ended up working for Osmos. I was traveling all around New York State. I was making good money. I saved $6,000 in a 3-month period to travel with. Guess what, though? I hated my time at Osmos because I didn't have the self-awareness to say, okay, well, Taylor, you want a job that travels. How much do you want to make? And what do you want to be doing at that job? I wasn't specific enough, okay? So when you're writing down your dreams and your desires and your intentions for when you create your game plan, and at the end of this podcast, if you guys are still listening, I'm going to give you an exercise that you can do to go out and actually do this. So I also wrote down at that point in time after I watched the movie and I was really sad, I wrote down, I want to visit different countries. I ended up visiting two different countries. I visited South America. I went to Peru and Colombia. And during my time in those countries, I met a lot of amazing friends that inspired me and challenged me and grounded me spiritually. And it was an amazing experience. Now, I got everything I asked for, but I asked for the wrong things because I got back and I didn't have much of a future. I didn't have any money left. I ended up leaving the job that I initially asked for because I didn't like it. And when I finished my travels, I was at the end of my list. So I had to recalculate. I had to literally redesign and ask for different things. So I went back to the drawing board. I created my mission, my vision, and my purpose that I have now. And every day I get up and I write down the things that I want. And those things are slightly changing day to day. For example, right now I want real estate. You know, it's my intention to become a real estate investor and begin investing in multifamily rental units for passive income. I desire, you know, a lot of things that I write down every morning, and I try to get very, very specific on what it is I want. And as time goes on, I'm sort of gradually changing the blueprint. But I'm very, very keen as to what exactly I'm asking for, because I know it's going to come true. Okay? And I'm adjusting my actions and making sure that those actions are coming from a place of joy. Now, it doesn't mean I'm happy all the time, but I am making sure that my actions are in alignment with a joyous state and allowing me to be to keep an abundance mindset. So I hope I did a pretty good job at explaining the law of attraction for you guys, and hopefully some of my stories were helpful in this process. And so the exercise I'm going to give you guys is I want you to just go out and get out a piece of paper, and I want you to pretend for a minute, because I know for a lot of people there's a lot of self-hatred, a lot of unworthiness that you might have within you. I want you to close your eyes and pretend for a minute that you're perfect, okay? Because in a sense you are. But I want you to release that for a second, okay? And I want you to imagine that you are Superman or Superwoman. And I want you to actually write down your dream life, okay? Here's the thing. If you guys don't step up and get really clear on what your dream life is and what life you want to live, no one's going to do it for you. Nobody. Nobody's going to wake up and say, hey, you know what, Melissa? I know deep down you've always wanted to be a makeup artist and an influencer and make millions of dollars. And here you are. No! Bullshit! You have to write it down. You have to be clear on what you want. You have to create the dream that you want. It's your dream. It's your vision. It's your life. Nobody else's. Okay, so this is the exercise. I want you guys to get out a piece of paper. And I want you to write down exactly what you want. What lifestyle do you want? Do you want a job? Maybe you want a business. Maybe you want to start a nonprofit. Maybe you do want a job. Maybe you don't mind working a 40-hour work week, okay? But do you want to stay in New York? Do you want to travel abroad? Do you want to travel for a couple of years and then settle down? Do you want to stay single for a few years, or do you want to find a dream partner? Do you want to get married? Do you want to stay single? Do you want to have kids? Do you want to help people? Do you want to become an artist? Do you want to be a millionaire? Or maybe you want to be a billionaire? Or maybe you want to be a trillionaire? Or maybe you only want to make $60,000? Or maybe you really think you can be happy on $80,000? Or maybe you think you can be fine on $40,000? But I want you to be very fucking specific about what it is you actually want. And a lot of people won't do this. You want to know why? They won't actually man up or woman up and take the time to ask for what it is they want because they're afraid that they will fall short and fail. I'm telling you, that is people's biggest insecurity. And people are not only afraid of falling short and not getting what it is they want, but they're actually equally as afraid of getting what they want. Your ego is protecting yourself both ways. It's protecting you. Your ego is protecting you from becoming successful just as much as it is from becoming a failure. So I want you guys to really get the paper out, write down, what life do I want to live? What does it look like? I don't care if it takes you 10, 20 years to get there, but start today by getting really specific about what it is you want in all areas, sexual, relationships, emotionally, physically. What kind of body do you want? What does your day-to-day life look like? Okay, get really specific on this. I'll share with you guys what mine is. You know, my mission is to earn the respect, audience, and trust. Over the course of the next 10 years, I will earn the respect, audience, and trust of billions of people around the world. I will earn $1 billion selling books, products, and events that lead people to becoming more free and authentic expressions of who they actually are. Okay, that's my mission. That is what I will accomplish over the course of the next 10 years. Now, who knows? Maybe it gets pushed back to 15. Maybe it takes me 20. Okay, but I read that every single morning. Okay, and I conduct myself in a manner that is more and more in alignment with that statement. Okay. When I first wrote that, you know what I thought? Taylor, you're fucking crazy. When I read that now, part of me still thinks that. But guess what? Subconsciously, I am programming myself. This is called auto-suggestion. Every day, every morning, every night, my actions are naturally, subconsciously. I'm not even aware of it at times. This podcast is an expression of that auto-suggestion. I'm stepping more and more into that potential that I have deep within me. So I'm telling you guys, at first it's going to sound crazy, but go ahead and write down exactly it is what you want and just read that every single morning, okay? Write down every morning what the goals you want. Write down every night what goals you want. And journal about what you're struggling with. Journal about your limiting beliefs. Allow yourself to become conscious of your fears, okay? And remember, you have greatness in you, okay? I believe in you. That's going to be the end of the podcast for today, guys. Listen, please do me a favor. If this was helpful in any way, shape, or form, please go ahead. Go onto iTunes, give me a like, share on your Instagram story, share on your Facebook feed, and share a friend, tag a friend, okay, because someone else needs it, needs the encouragement just as much as you did. Thank you guys so much, and until next time. Also, actually, before I go, if you guys have any questions, okay, I want you to log into Instagram, log into Facebook, send me a DM, okay, send me a direct message. And if you have any questions on life, self-help, you know, accomplishing your dreams, anything at all, go ahead and send me a message, and I want to get back to you guys. And also, I'll send you something personally, a personal response, or I can even make a podcast episode about if it's a bigger question, okay? So thank you guys so much, and I'll have a great day.